Because Christ appeared in human form, though he was God, his divinity was hidden in his humanity. The devil saw him, thought it was bread. He touched him, he injured him, cajoled him, killed him through the enemies. But that was the victory over Satan. And he lost his hold over humanity. And heaven was opened for us. The Lord is with you. There, number 17, step number 17, our climbing towards the Easter victory, the mountain of flame, through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. Welcome to the new month, the month of March. We must march forward, whether Satan likes it or not, whether his envy, his opposition, his jealousy, whether he likes it or not. The jealousy against Joseph, the last son of Jacob, and the son of Jacob, the son of his old age, by his own brothers, brothers of his the same blood, the conspiracy against him, he's been thrown into the well and later sold into slavery by his brothers. But later, he became the cornerstone that saved his brothers and saved the whole nation. With the parable that Jesus told in Matthew 21 from 33 to 46 of the owner of a vineyard who did everything and hired it out to laborers. And then when the time for harvest came, he sent his workers, but they, because of envy, there comes the person who we inherit the vineyard. Let us kill him. Let us do away with him so that we occupy their place. Look at that poor man. Let us lie against him. Let us conspire against his land. Let us take away what he sees. Let us use political power. Let us use occultic influence and do away with him. Let us step upon him. We know this just man won the election. Let us use the oligarchy, the power and the connection of the North, of the British, of the French, of the Americans to take it away. These are what enemies does. But you know what? The stone that this builder rejected will always become the cornerstone. The stone that the builder rejected will always become the cornerstone. Throw the truth in the water, in the Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, in Mississippi River. Throw it there. Well, even if it's 1,000 years, it will float. Attack the just man. Rise up. Take envy against the spiritual gift of somebody. Prohibit him. Use ecclesiastical authority or whatever, and step upon somebody and your authority who has genuine gift. Later or early, the truth will come out. On this day, step number 17, towards our climbing to the victory of Easter, what shall we be our task? It is because of the God's nature in you. It is because of the potency that the enemy sees in you that he harasses you. It is because of the truth that you bear. It is because of the light that shines in you that the dog, the toothless dog barks. They can inflict you. They can gang up against you. They can do away with what is yours. They can step it upon. Somebody can step upon what is yours. But later or early, tomorrow, next tomorrow, the truth must come out. The evil must be revealed, and the children of God will have their way. The groaning of the children of God, as St. Paul paints in Romans 8, is true. All creatures are groaning on like the pains of childbirth, waiting for the liberation of the children of God. Do not be discouraged. This world is not our place. Christ is the answer. He's the model. He's our example. Though the enemy may rise against you, because of the light that is in you, stick to the light. On this day, we hand over all oppositions in your prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. look at all oppositions you have had, apparent fallings you have had in your life or failings, look at them as stepping stone to greater height. The betraying of Joseph was the beginning of his greatness. The parable referred to Christ, the Pharisee, what the Pharisee did to Christ, but his death was the victory over death, over Satan. Now, think of what you might have considered failures because you had no connection, because nobody helps you, because the enemy, the other people are more stronger than you. Look at all of them today. Now, hand them over in their fasting today. Tell God, let this become a stepping stone to your greatness, to your growth, to your blessings. Let him reveal an alternative pathway for you. I see you, precious blood of Jesus. I welcome you into the month of March. March forward and happy new month. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.